this episode of Token Smoking.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Renilly.
Y'all, we just had the second episode of the fourth season live in effect.
It was crazy, y'all. There was dogs barking. It was people trying to bend into the room. But we kept it professional just for you.
Go ahead and check into this beautiful episode
where we talk about cannabis and big tobacco. We give you a little bit of
motherfucking facts about Parker House, Frozen Nest, that Food Network style.
And so much more. Season 4, Episode 2. Get into it. Hey, friend.
What?
Guess what?
What?
You know where you can find us?
Where?
Everywhere! We're on all podcast streaming platforms. And
we're now on YouTube, so subscribe.
Like.
And share.
I think y'all.
Bye.
What's up? It's your girl Mary Jane.
And Munchies.
And this is Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Yow!
Oh, yeah, we
That's up. Brandon in the background. Say, what's up, Brandon?
He already is. He was like, and that's what I put on the track. Big dog!
He's like, this goes on to Nova! Roo, roo!
Nah. He better not be talking to that little girl. My little dog is a baby.
He's talking to your baby like, where'd you grow up? Brandolino! On the Cino!
You've seen how big Nova is. Nova,
he like the big one. He, you know, he a yitty kind of girl. You know what I mean? Like,
ridiculously it's okay.
What's that? Monroe Walker got that song. I like a little fat, tell him to work. That's Brandon.
I can't even. Lord,
what's up? It's your girl Boston Bossy and
Queenie Jones. Go ahead and follow me at QUEEMIEJONES.
And you can find me, linktr.ee/BostonBossyMM, and that's all my links. You can get everything for me right there. Boom.
How you like that?
We've been having a competition on who could better put out their social media, and I think I just killed it. Okay, because if you need anything Boston Bossy, then you just do that. linktr.ee/BostonBossyMM, and you can connect with me.
Girl, let me just tell you what's going on in the lovely space we're in. We're really at a studio, y'all. It took a lot, and I'm thinking that.
And I've been blessing it in between, like, our recording sessions.
You've been praying in here?
Not just praying, but working in here, smoking in here.
Okay.
So it really starts to, like, absorb that energy that this is a space for positivity, enlightenment, happiness. Manifesting moolah, as well as Mary Jane. But Mary Jane is a reason for everything. She's the reason I work. I'm gonna tell y'all a quick little story. We got time for a quick little story?
And the fact is, my only point was that this wall is hard and we have to put some mounting on it, a television and some more soundproofing. That's it. What's your story, child? Testify.
So my little story is, I was at this training program. Shout out to St. Mary's in Dorchester, Mass. Wonderful children family shelter. If you know anybody in need, or if you got some extra professional clothing, children's clothing, anything like that, this is the time of year they can use that support. At that program, girl asked me, she said, well, what are you trying to do with your job? I'm trying to get my life together. And I'm trying to do all that too, right? I said, but I really want to work so I can maintain my weed habit. I wasn't kidding. Wasn't a snicker in my voice. I said, ma'am, I don't have children and I pay a very little amount of rent. What I need in my life is a steady stream of income to secure my Mary Jane. Because I just know if I can secure Mary Jane, things in my life will go up. And that's my testimony. Everything's good. Mary Jane.
Testify, sister, testify. I'm so happy you told that story because we gotta be at the point that we share now how much the weed expenses are. My weed expenses are, the drum roll please, you can't even say it. It hurt to hear it, didn't it? $400 a month. Ooh, child, it's real as fuck. She just had a cough attack.
$400. No, I can't believe it was only $400. And that weed is really good.
How much is yours?
Question mark, question mark?
Seven, eight.
Nah.
Double?
I'm not doing $800 a month.
600?
I'm pretty.
600?
575, something like that.
$600. Like $600. So $200 more than mine. She just got to be real with herself. Because the reason why we're saying that is because...
Because I'm single. So anybody looking for a pothead girlfriend, it's your girl. See what I'm working with. See what I'm bringing to the table. So it's your girl. She's taken. Reckless got that. That's why hers is 400. And mine is still 6. So you see what I'm saying? People, you got to team up. Unity. Grows.
You the and moolah. I-T-Y.
Yes. You and I-T-Y. Queen, we understood you. We get it now. We get it. We're here. We were being hard-headed then.
Girl, so $400 is my expense. That's why your girl had to get a job. And I was like, hold up. I'm not going to blow through my savings trying to motherfucking smoke. Not me. And it's about to get cold. Winters are coming. But anyway, on the day-to-day right now, I'm up here doing Quincy Jones plot shit. Meaning, I have a lot of content that collaborations are about to entail. I have so much artwork that is about to be done and shown on these collaborations, whether it be food, whether it be culture, whether it be actual artwork. We're going to come through with the concept on Quemiejones status, okay? Go ahead and search me up on your search engine. Yes, you. Go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube page and follow me. Thank you so much if you've already done so and you're here because that's how you got to the link tree and you clicked it, okay? Because it'd be all up in my bios. And, you know, we got something coming to you. Y'all got something there? And the holidays are coming, okay? Okay? It's getting cold for a reason. And on top of that,
it's hoodie season. That part. So for me, we got our TikTok popping. Please check me out on TikTok, bossandbossy_. But of course, all of those links are on my link tree, which is linktr.ee/bossandbossy. I'm giving it to you one more time. linktr.ee/bossandbossymm, and you can get all my connections on there.
Yeah.
My YouTube, that channel that drops in 2023, there's going to be information about TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Beagle Live, and I think there might even be a form for you to give me your information so I can send you some hot swag and things I got coming up.
Oh,
and today we are smoking on Lemonade Runts.
Oh,
yeah,
that's really
and it's
good.
Testing at about 27, I would say. It's about 27.0, so it's a nice, nice, smooth runt.
Yeah,
it's not a very harsh runt.
I concur. Now, go ahead and puff on your weed. We gotta go pay some bills.
What's up? It's your girl Queen Jones, aka Munchies from Mary Jane and Munchies. I'm here to tell y'all all about a black, locally owned apparel brand called Renilly. Whether y'all are having fun in the sun in a t-shirt or staying warm and cozy with hoodies and gloves, Renilly has something in store for you. Renilly is an excellent experiment in human excellence. Y'all, go ahead and find Renilly on RenillyOnEdge.com. That's RenillyOn. EDGE.com. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead and say, Munchie sent me. Bye.
And we back, y'all. So, in Mary Jane and Munchie's fashion, we love to play our notorious game, Truth or Talk. I want y'all to understand, when it comes to Truth or Talk, we never talk on the questions. We always smoke throughout the whole game. We always smoke throughout the whole game. It's a damn shame. So I'm gonna fucking weird questions this time to see if we actually gonna have to puff. And to make it a little saucy, this is double puff edition. So if we really don't want to answer the question, we gotta double puff the motherfucking weed, okay? We got 5 questions. You feel me?
High five. High five.
The first question.
What's the last lie you told?
Give me the weed. I'm gonna just light.
Give you the light.
I'm gonna light this weed. Cause real niggas know I never motherfucking lie.
Ain't that the truth? She really never. Like she allergic to it. It's weird. But I tell him it's 3 of us. She's like, it's 1 of us. I'm like, what? That don't even make sense. Shut up.
I'm not gonna do it. Some people bite, but I'm not.
By some people, I don't know those people lie.
Fred, what's the last lie you told?
I told someone we was good and we wasn't good.
Oh, pray tell.
So me and a coworker was in a debacle, if you will, a debate. Not an argument. Didn't get that tight and right. But a debacle. And we did not come to the same conclusion. But in order to preserve the peace and future engagement of having to work together, I said, we good? Come on, man. We good. But really, okay.
Now, wait, one more leading up. When it comes to those coworkers, respect the fact that y'all both came here to work. It's okay if something goes right in your favor by listening to each other.
I know,
that's
right?
How you work.
That's the other part that killed me. Like, your day has been awesome, yet you're surly. That's actually the appropriate word for it. You were surly. But anyway, what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done on a date?
All right. Once upon a time, not long ago, I went on one of my first dates with Reckless, a.k.a. the owner of Renew. And I was on some QC shit. It was downtown Boston. It was raining. We was on some. It's one of our first dates and I want to go out on the town. And we did that. But I have, and previously it was worse, a water addiction. I was a wateraholic and my bladder was full. So I was like, babe, can we go over there? Because I have to pee. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to say that as sexy as I can. I have to pee. You know, I have to leak the taste.
She said, pee.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so we're going into this little area and there's this diner / restaurant that is open. And I'm just like, may I use the restroom now? You know, because I'm polite and stuff. I'm not no rude lady. And she's like, we only allow customers to come in to use the restroom and we'll be able to close. But go inside of here and there's a bathroom that should be open. And I'm like, oh, for real? Okay, cool, perfect. The building was unlocked, but the gate was closed for the bathroom. And one security guy said it was cool, and the other security guy said it was not. And then, man, some fuck shit happened. But my little doofy ass, I could jump on a rail, then jump on a gate, and knock my head on the ceiling. It was a low ceiling, too.
My now she's blaming it on the ceiling.
No, I was messed up on my trajectory, obviously, because I knocked my head. I can admit my wrong, and I'm accountable for this.
Not jumping the gate.
So, my boyfriend's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, not in a mean way, but his face of shock was like, I can't express that because if you're watching, you know, if you're hearing it, just imagine seeing the craziest shit you've ever seen. Like, what the fuck?
And yeah, the what the fuck face, y'all, basically. I described the face, y'all. It was like, huh? It was a mixture of huh? Why?
He was like,
you ain't gonna make it.
Mm-hmm. My boyfriend was like, hell no. Oh my God, why didn't you ask for help? So I'm trying to play it cool. Not really, because I knocked my head like donkey doink on the floor. And lights was out for a second. I was like, oh, I might be concussed. I don't know. I'm not gonna make hell fuss. Because when I fall like a thug. My mom says, like, a model. Sabrina, a.k.a. Boston Bossy, said, like, thug.
Like a thug. She fall. All right, almost tripped and fell on you hoes. Mm-hmm. But I'm not lacking, y'all are. It's like, but what? You fell. No, I didn't. It was an illusion.
So, my boyfriend had never really seen that out of me.
Go ahead.
She loves these freaking gummies. It just seemed like it was going to be. Lifesaver.
Please sponsor me. I've done so much groundwork for y'all. You need me on the roster.
And you have one right there.
I'm so excited.
Okay, so I'm on the floor. I get up and I hop up and I go to the restroom because I was like, whole thing. I was like, what's not cute on your first dates to pee on yourself? No, not me. See, I will bust my head, possibly concussed, and I will hold that pee as much as I can. Thank God it was like 15 seconds of being under. And then pop up. Okay. You almost to the bathroom, girl. You almost there. You know, the devil be just trying to fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? Psh, obstacles. You know what I'm saying? In the bathroom, I'm on the toilet like, whoo. My heart hurts a little bit. I'm like, okay. I'm not even okay. This shit hurt a little bit. Just a little bit though. And I go and I'm like washing my hands and try to splash my face. And my boyfriend just looking at me this whole entire time, like, what? Look, you could have asked for so much help. You could have, at any point, you could have asked for more help. Anyway, y'all, whole point being is, ask for help from your man early on in the game. Because I literally had to find out the hard way. So, what about you, friend?
I'm going to just go ahead and double puff. I don't even have a story that, I don't have a Seinfeld story of embarrassment on a date.
Not a Seinfeld.
I feel like the most embarrassing thing that I've done on a date was go out with someone that I shouldn't have gone out with. But then we wouldn't be on a date. So maybe that's not the... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's just a petty answer. I just... Because the date was fine, but I was like, she wasn't you here.
Okay, so my question to you is, when's the last time you pretended to act like somebody... To act like... Or to
how does this bitch say this?
Name someone you pretended to. I'm not gonna say this. When's the last time you pretended to like somebody you didn't? Okay, when's the last time you pretended to like somebody that you didn't?
I thought long and hard about this. My mom's best friend, but she was sick. I don't care. Trust me, you wanted me to pick this answer. The other one was way more hurtful.
Okay.
Yeah,
because I was like, because I feel like that might mess with the bag. Okay, thanks, Ren.
I was like, that would be dumb. Answer two, equally as spicy. But not dumb.
Okay, so I'll be...
There's no elaboration on that.
There's no need.
Those that don't know. Put it like this. Old people can never be young again. Common sense, old people know that. And some old people, nobody gave them the memo. And that's just what it is.
Okay. So for me, okay. Here's my rule of thumb. Love everybody you're around just a little bit. See yourself in them. Figure out how to empathize. Respect everybody you're around. Because in my eyes, if I don't like you, is it worth me not liking you? Is it like my energy pool? Like, it's like, am I going to be successful?
I hate no one because that gives somebody room in your head for free.
Yeah, why? They don't pay no
one. But I can have disdain and grudges. Like, if you come up into my peripheral, into my line of sight, it's like file access. Combatant. Opponent. Eliminate upon sight. That's what comes up. It's not like actively working plan to kill subject 9. No, it's not active.
Nah.
It's in the recesses of my subconscious. My subconscious is just asshole.
Exactly. And that respectfully, I think I might not like one person and I pretended not even because when I'm asked from my family, and this is if people who are on the spectrum relate. If somebody specifically asks you to do them a favor that you love, you're going to do it. And I love them because of our bloodline connection, Yoni. Okay. And I feel like sometimes I've already said what I could say about the people I don't like in this earth. And I've done a podcast on that grimace experience. Go ahead and research me and dig in the archives if you want to find that out. But whole point being is I promote the fact that we all have to heal, and to gain access in hatred or not liking somebody to the depth and degree of disdain in yourself, create yourself a toxic, cancerous area up in your body. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even going to cap you with that one. So,
You know, they say forgiveness is for you. They are not lying. Actively hating on somebody, actively wishing somebody harm is the most draining of activities.
Absolutely.
So even the Capricorn in me that wants to hold a grudge has to hold that grudge to a slight snicker if they get like some rain on them.
Exactly.
I can't actually delight in their pain and misery, although I want to, because it's only draining from my reserves that I could be using on my joy, you know?
Absolutely.
Little life moment for y'all or whatever. Life and so get, you know, so can smoke and big, it get deep, it get deep.
We up here living that real nigga shit. So, the next question, I want to just take a moment for all y'all who haven't had a good ass puff with some good weed. Like we said, we're smoking lemon runs or lemonade runs, to be honest with you. Take the research in, y'all. Go and see what your strains you can obtain. All right, friend, next question.
I'm trying to think about the answer for myself, but I'm going to ask it to you. What's your most bizarre nickname?
I don't think I got a bizarre one. I think niggas call me shit depending on where I'm from or where I'm at. Because if you're a part of my family, you call me by my mom's pronunciation of my name. If you're another part of my family, you call it by my dad's pronunciation of my name. I go by my dad's pronunciation, which is Arabic pronunciation.
So, well, those are nicknames.
But I'm saying, but here's the thing. Then we got Q. We got Queenie. What? Okay, I feel like Queenie is the most bizarre. Because when I created that name, it was not really...
Who calls you Queenie?
My fucking followers.
Oh, I was like, who called you?
The people.
I thought you were about to be like, my cousins. All of them. I'm like, oh, damn. That's
no. My Spice brand, everything. But I'm just saying, like, no disrespect to people who are following me. I'm just saying, like, that's what y'all call me.
You don't got, like, lumpy knee. You don't got.
Lumpy knee? What does a lumpy knee have to do with anything?
Wait. Like, do you have, like, one that's just, like, one of the nicknames? It's like, oh, what's up, lumpy knee?
Oh, nobody used to call me watermelon head back in the day.
There you go. Why did you?
Okay.
I like how you were like, oh, that nickname? Oh, a name of not my exact name? Oh, yes, they used to call me watermelon head. But that's like, what? Was your head large?
No, it's just that I used to be accident prone, i.e. the first answer. And I used to fall off and shit, like, and then my grandmother used to say something like, it's like, you got a big old head, a watermelon head, you're going to crack open, just like we said, and get off that.
So they made a song about your potential child injury.
You know? Yeah. It was hilarious. I'm so sorry.
Big old head, watermelon head, go spark that head, bust your head, just like we said. Seem funny, but it's too accurate. Just like we said, well, don't just stand there, Libra. Pick it up now.
But here's the thing. When I used to fall, nobody used to pick me up because I always used to be like,
did you get it like a G?
I would too. I'd be like, can I have some water, please? I promise you. Wait. Why me and Bossy Friendship always be like this? She was like, you need more than water in your life to survive. But before I started smoking so much weed, I used to drink water dip tap and cherry. I was just like, I'm gonna drink a little bit more water.
So you'll be here, you just let me say that. My back hurt. Like, you know what? I didn't have 3 glasses of water when I walked in. You like them old Greek people that put Windex on everything?
Look, leave me alone. All I can say
is, get us a water stat.
What about you, friend? What's the bizarre nickname people call you?
You was gonna be up here saying Hot Wheels to Q. That's just a shortening of your actual name. But Watermelon Head, that's gonna go on a bomber jacket for you. Oh, Watermelon Head!
Watermelon Head, you gonna bust your head.
Yeah.
What'd she say? She said, okay, I don't wanna keep going over there, my childhood next and shit.
Do they all involve you getting injured?
No, but they're kind of food related.
Because I was like, they would telltale stories like, this is your life.
My dad used to recite my life all the time.
JoJo Dancer, this is your life.
No sense. Okay. Okay.
A watermelon head.
A watermelon head.
I'm mad they made a whole song with it. That's the part that would have offended me.
They were always making. My mama used to.
Don't take it personal, Tia. They just play.
My mama used to have so much nicknames for me. Cece. Oh, God. I really didn't know because I have so many names. I feel like they're aliases at this point. But anyway, now this is a little heavy handed question.
Probably should have switched to you. All right, now to the real shit.
What's your most painful experience? Physically painful.
Can it be like top five?
Top five? Yeah, okay. Yeah. It don't have to be.
So top five: spinal tap. A needle in my knee when my knee was supposed to be numbed. Getting hit by a car. And like the reverberations of the days after, and then falling off of like a really, really high sidewalk onto the pavement at a fast speed. I'm trying to think one more. Bar fight.
I feel like you pushed out your top five.
I pushed out my top five. That was top five. I was like, I mean, there's been some painful stuff in there, but they weren't, like, the most physically painful thing.
Right. I'm going to give y'all my top three because Boston told her real nigga shit. Here, take a week for it.
Holy shit. Keep your hands up. Good knees.
Top three. When I was a kid, I had started my period early, and they had to give me a baby pap smear. That sucked.
That's really cute.
That's not cute at all. It didn't feel cute.
Because what was you putting in the little glass?
No.
Your chest?
No. Oh, my pap smear.
Pap smear. I was thinking of mammogram.
I wish it was that easy.
I was like, smash my boob. Okay.
Yeah.
But a little baby pap smear, I mean, what are they looking for then?
They're trying to see why I started.
Because you're a girl.
I was 7. Anyway, niggas didn't know anything about that now. But that's what I'm saying. Okay, number two.
That's awful.
The first time
you get it checked up.
I passed out it wasn't really first time. Well, the first time ever was at a Junior B fucking play. Jones play. It was a Junior B Jones play, and I was like, damn, I'm about to sit here and be Jones. I was hyperventilating, like, I read those books sometimes. I can read those books. I listen to those on audiobooks. I love Junior B Jones. Passed out there. But, and then I would say the third time was the time I crashed my head on the counter, and then, you know, maybe it would be to see dead people, but we'll talk about that different. Like, y'all deserve to know.
I see dead people.
Happy Halloween, bitch.
I thought it would come in. I thought you'd be good for content.
All right, y'all. We gotta pay some bills. We'll be right back. And we're back, y'all.
Welcome back.
So, best friend, guess what Big Tobacco's doing? They're starting to pivot to cannabis.
Oh, really? The billion-dollar industry they should have already been in, like, eons ago?
When it comes to the reality of Big Pharma big tobacco, alcohol companies, if you are not affiliated with the cannabis industry, the fuck are you doing as industry at this as people at this time? Big pharma, big tobacco,
big cannabis results and rewards. They're gonna push their dispensaries. Imagine you can wrap your cannabis in any type of and mix it with any type of cigarette you loved.
Well, that'd be great. That would be great. But my biggest thing is, like, I always question what the fuck niggas really be on. Like, what is your motive? Like, are we gonna find ourselves in a tobacco cannabis infused situation? Or are we just gonna see, like, cool menthol cannabis cigarettes? Like, you know, like, or like just cannabis cigarettes from these big companies, because they no longer can advertise for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really just have to walk in a place and be like, can I get my cigarettes? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think what cannabis has to benefit, if, you know, speaking as like the devil's advocate, is lobbyists. Federal legalization.
Oh, that's smart. You know, I wasn't even putting that mindset.
And not just a pretty face. Saying that there, guys.
Oh, wow. See, that makes me like, okay, maybe I need to think a little bit more introspectively. Yeah. Because it's not just that, oh, they're bad because it's tobacco. But, like, here's the thing. Could you imagine being able to smoke weed in Georgia because they have red state?
Or can you imagine being able to buy weed right before you got on an airplane ride? Ooh. Or on a ship?
Yeah.
Or on the train? Yeah. Or on the bus? Mm. Because that's what federal legalization. Can you imagine ordering your groceries and an egg? Let me get eggs, milk, bread. You know what? Let me get a pound of OG Kush. Yeah. Thank you, Star Market. Because you know, once you can sell something that sells off the shelves, it's like wine. Weed is like wine and beer.
Right.
You don't have to be a hardcore smoker. Girl, the seltzers are out here. The tea bags, everything, other than the smoke. But you know, for those of us who are still potheads, it just means we can get more smoke.
I'm ultimately delighted because...
It's me shaking my booty, but y'all can't see. This is a PG-17 type show.
I can't get you. It's definitely a PG. Nothing. It is a rated R.
NC-17. These kids are hip.
Oh my God.
They're woke. Speaking of woke and hip, it's time for Munchies, where we talk about everything cooking and cannabis.
Yeah. Everybody is ready for the season to bake breads, right? It's the holiday season. It's fall. Winter.
Ooh la la.
I want you to understand to center your mind to the most flavorful experiences. One year, Thanksgiving a couple years ago, Boston Bossy had us make Parker House rolls, okay? Those were delicious. Hey, I'm just going to tell you, we're going to have a wish list eventually, and aka Amazon list that y'all can access. Go ahead and start understanding. I would like a KitchenAid for us.
Yeah, I would love a KitchenAid. You know, I would bake more if I had a KitchenAid. I really would. I'm not even going. I was thinking about that. I was like, oh, look at it. They say put it in a lead it to become a ball. But they got the little KitchenAid. I'm going to have to whip it in my hand. Ooh.
You can worry less about that heat, hand, hotness
process. I'm trying to keep my nails cute, make sure.
You know what I'm thinking about the dough. She's thinking about her hands, Lord.
That's anyway. The dough. You got to have the dough to maybe an eagle.
Now.
And to get the crystals in the diamond bling bling.
Catch me with this.
Once Cardi had her nails blinged out, her wealth came to her. See?
Girl, you are so funny. So go ahead and go onto the foodnetwork.com and access this wonderful dinner roll recipe. Okay?
We'll have the link in the description of this video.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Okay, so they say to have this recipe, the mince to use a machine if you would go ahead and use your hands in a cool kitchen, okay? Meaning, like, if you got a window, if you got an AC, run that bitch all throughout that house for about 4 hours. Cool counters assure yourself a better option of that less heat contact when you creating your motherfucking dough. Okay.
And cool counters, if you have like stone counters, you can also just put all the freezer stuff that you don't need right now, things you're going to use throughout the day as you're cooking, on the counters, on top of a towel, and let them just sit there. Just another little quick tip.
So, you need 1 1/4 of an ounce of activated yeast, half a cup of sugar, 8 cups of flour, maybe 7.5 cups depending on the moisture in your surrounding, 2 cups of whole milk, 2 eggs at room temperature, ladies and gentlemen, and then 1 tablespoon of salt. For you salty hoes, and salt, I know, yes, yes, we're trying to get into it. It's okay to be a salty hoe in this area. Yeah. So, I want you guys to follow the steps in Food Network. How we're going to infuse this is what our butter glaze is. Mm-hmm. So, we're making a infused butter, garlic, honey, black pepper butter glaze, okay?
Look at that, she bringing back honey. It was so sweet why she didn't bring honey.
Here's why we put in a little bit of honey. Because in our steps.
Is it infused honey?
She knows me like the back of her hand. It is infused honey. Okay. We trying to get the honey man. Contact the honey man. We're trying to get in contact.
Listen,
with you.
We are in Boston, Mass. Tell the honey man it's Mary Jane and Munchies. The girl with the dreads and the girl in the wheelchair. Okay. We love you, honey man. Please reach out. Type in the comments if you are the honey man and you already listened to the show. Type in the comments your contact information so that we can get some holiday
and
honey.
And I can access you forever, okay? Anyway.
We will do commercials for our lifetime supply of honey.
Now, understand, we're going to get a stick of butter. We're going to get a stick of butter. A 1/4 cup of honey. We're going to have salt, pepper, and tablespoons, ladies and gentlemen. But we're trying to make sure that that is a powdered pepper. We don't want them coarse, McLovely pieces of BLT from Chuck Yap. None of that shit. So, we're going to mix that in together. The infused honey situation is the same management. You can understand where we want you to have a delectable, okay? So, if you don't have the honey man, sadly, go ahead and add your micro amounts, whatever your dosage liking is, with a tincture or some type of herb, okay? It's okay to mix it all together, and you know you got the best of both worlds. And obviously, bringing the measurements like this, imagine to your ancestors tell you the style when it comes to weed, too. I bet you're going to thank us later. Now, don't be mad at us if you don't go to work the next day. Do this on the weekend, nigga.
Yeah, this, no, Parker House Rolls is definitely, after you make them and you eat like a whole bunch of them, you got to rest the next day and realign your spirit. But then that third day, oh, you ready to go and you ready to take Parker House Rolls with you. You're welcome.
Y'all, that made me hungry right now. Shout out to all of the munchies that we're going to make this upcoming season. Subscribe, because you know we chefs. We do our best.
Like,
we put
share,
a whole
subscribe, comment.
Foot up in a pot. Drop, drop, drop. Toes dunked. We don't give a funk. You know what I'm saying? Oh, go ahead and follow Mary Jane and Munchies at Munchies, MUNCHIES. _ on Instagram for all content coming for you, okay? Understand, boo-boo, we do this for you. Now, we are live now, so catch all of our recorded visual episodes on our YouTube page.
Audio drops Friday, video drops Sunday, after 5, get into it. I want to see y'all subscribe.
That means
this page right here, like, look at me, come here. Come here, right here, all right? subscribe. So then we don't have to keep telling you. You can click the notification bell. Ding. Ding. See ya. Ding. It could be you.
It could be you. All right, boo. I'm going to let them know. Subscribe to my YouTube page. I'm just keep on telling y'all that until everybody subscribes to the YouTube page. I'll know when you did it because I'll thank you. Because I thank y'all now. It's QUEEMIEJ1ES, Quimi Jones on all platforms. That's how easy access it is to me. Baby, if you miss me, yeah, I'm talking to my baby. Watch me. Don't believe it, just watch him. Bossy Bossy, how do you find me?
linktr.ee/BostonBossyMM. That's all my connections. Pim, pim, pim. Ooh. That's all my connections. Ooh. You on my Twitter. You on my TikTok. Bego Live. My Instagram. My Snapchat. You name it. I got it. Get into it. That's linktr.ee/BostonBossyMM for everything Boston Bossy.
Shout out to the anonymous donor this week. This lemonade
it once was fire. Hot. Shout out to anonymous donor S. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Now, when it comes to the gummies we have back here and some of the food that you're going to see on this channel, subscribe. I just know. Because somebody asked me what these gummies were. Because I was editing and somebody was like, what's that in the background?
Perfect. Subscribe.
I'm happy you
subscribe, asked. Like, and comment. And if you really feeling froggy, share. Ooh, share our content. Don't just keep it to yourself. Don't be a greedy meaty. Share.
And if you ever get bored, you can look at the hashtag cook good and look good. All right, y'all.
It's Mary Jane and Munchie. Bye.
Bye. Oh,